Welcome to Vegas Business Spotlight, the podcast that brings you the brightest minds and success stories from the bustling business scene in and around Las Vegas. Join us as we journey behind the neon lights and uncover the strategies, triumphs, and insights that shape the entrepreneurial landscape of the City of Lights. From visionary startups to industry titans, get ready to be inspired by the stories of those who've turned dreams into reality on this iconic stage. And now, your host, Tim Nifton.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Vegas Business Spotlight, sponsored by RSVP Las Vegas. I'm Tim Nifton, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here with us today as we continue our journey through the vibrant world of Las Vegas entrepreneurship. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to extend a warm welcome to our featured guests. Joining us today is Nicole Mann with Glass Vegas. We're honored to have her on the show today to share her experiences, insights, and wisdom she's gained on her remarkable journey to success. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Nicole, welcome to the Vegas Business Spotlight. We're delighted to have you here today. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Tim. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's jump right in. We'll start by hearing a bit about your journey and the incredible work you're doing here in Las Vegas. I always like to get started with a 30-second elevator pitch or your commercial about what you are and what you do.
Okay, well, so I'm Nicole with Glass Vegas. I'm the owner-operator of a residential and commercial glass company here in town. It is woman-owned. We do, again, residential, commercial. We do anywhere from a broken picture frame to custom home, your build-ups on commercial, TIs, shower doors, mirrors, wine rooms. If it's custom, we do it. If it's not custom, we also do it.
Perfect.
At all.
That's amazing. So we were talking a little bit before we got started today. Can you tell us a little bit about your early days or your start 2 years ago about being an entrepreneur in Las Vegas?
So I've been in the glass industry for 18 years. I moved from California to be able to have a better opportunity, better quality of life. I worked for a company out here, and 2 years ago, I decided I was going in another direction, and I was blessed to be able to start my own company. So from there, I was able to actually build a business what I wanted, to take all the things that I've learned in the past and kind of put them towards the culture and the atmosphere that I wanted to have here at Glass Vegas. And so I started off by, you know, I really wanted to promote woman-owned. So it's on all of our vans. My guys wear pink shirts. Our vans are pink. Hard hats pink. Every single, down to our safety shoes, are pink. We have non-penetration steel toe shoes that are also pink. But I'm able to, you know, start a culture here that, you know, people actually like coming to work. And, you know, if they don't, they have, you know, it's an open door policy where they can come and feel comfortable. So we can all be happy and be able to give that service to the community and actually have people show up that really like their job, that take pride in what they do. And, you know, you can always get somebody to answer the phone, even if it's just to say, hey, I don't have an answer for you yet, but let me give you a call back.
Great. Las Vegas is known for its vibrant and unique business landscape. How has being based in this city influenced your business strategies and decisions?
I think this is it's an amazing city to actually have a business in, because there's so much going on all the time. All the time. There's something being built on the strip. There's something being torn down. There's, you know, there's buildings that are there that the entire thing is gutted, and you just get like a, you know, clean slate where you can kind of do anything. And everything's bright, and everybody wants glass, everybody wants mirror, everybody wants lighting in the mirrors. So it's really fun. It's really, really fun. So I love it. I don't see myself doing a business anywhere else, because I don't know that it would be as exciting for me. So I love the design aspect where I can be like, hey, let's add a little bit of color here. Hey, can we do this? And just be able to throw ideas where people are like, hey, yeah, I think that might work there. Yeah, let's do it.
Can you share some specific ways in which the local environment has impacted your business? Have you worked with any casinos or any large developments?
We, like I said, we're fairly new. We've only been open for 2 years, so we're still getting our feet wet. We've got a lot of presence out there, but so we've done work in the casinos. I can't think of any particular names, but we work with a lot of builders here in town. We work with a lot of contractors here in town. But I don't have anything specific. I wasn't prepared for that one. But I would say, we dabble with a little bit of everybody. So, yeah.
What advice do you have for those who are just starting out?
God, it's rough. It's hard. If you think it's easy and you think, I want to start my business because I want to work for myself and make my own schedule. Well, your own schedule is 24/7. You're working constantly. You're grinding. Everything is about work. Everything is about building your company. You're going to have long nights, early mornings, a couple cries home. You're going to have times where you have no money in the bank and you just got to, figure it out. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. So just I would say for anybody just starting out, when you get to that point where you just want to throw your hands up and quit, that's the time that you're going to have a breakthrough. So do not quit. It's only pushing you to show you how far you can go. So don't quit. Don't quit, because a lot of people are easy to say, this isn't going to work. And there's going to be a lot of people that'll tell you that it's not going to work, or that, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're going to start that. How are you going to make money? How are you going to feed? Don't worry about any of that. Just go and do it with passion and do it and give with your heart. And don't give with that, with expecting anything back. If you just do the right thing, it will come back to you. And if there's something in your gut saying don't do it, don't do it. No matter how many, it's fine. Nobody will find out. Somebody's going to know, like that meme. They're going to know. Well, they are. There's somebody. So just do the right thing and don't give up, because it's going to be a lot of hard work, but it's worth it. Because if it was easy, everyone would do it, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Can you share a pivotal moment or lesson from your own journey that might inspire others?
Yeah. A pivotal point. I would say doing some self-growth. So as I started this, you don't really realize this really opens up your eyes to all of your faults, to all of, everything that you can work on that you might not have known before you started doing a business. Your communication with employees, your communication with customers, just your drive, your tenacity. It opens up everything that is flawed. And so I got to see some of those moments for me, and I feel like it was a blessing in disguise, because I was actually able to say, hey, you know what? I had an employee leave, and I reflected on that, and I asked, hey, well, why did you... Do you mind me asking why you left? And it was because of my communication. It was, I didn't understand how to talk to people in the right way sometimes when it was a heated moment. And I was, for that was a pivotal moment, because I was able to look back and see on myself, hey, you know what? I'm right there with them. I'm not, just because something happens doesn't mean that it has to be a bad thing. So it was a moment for me to see that anytime that, something doesn't get measured right, something doesn't get ordered right, I don't need to get upset about it. I just need to take it as a learning, a learning aspect, and just say, hey, you know what? Let's get it fixed right now, but let's figure out what happened. How do we not do that again? So I think that was a pivotal point in the company, to be able to say, hey, you know what? Just because something goes wrong doesn't mean you have to get fired up. It just means take every failure as a win, because without those failures, there's no growth. So that was, you know, a pivotal moment where I could actually go to my team and say, hey, you know what, guys, I messed up. And I feel like as a boss, that's really important to show your team that you're just as human as everybody else. Like, I'm not above anybody. I made a mistake and I'm sorry. And thank you for your feedback, and let's make it better.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. And nobody ever wants to say that, you know? Nobody ever wants to say, hey, you know, somebody left because of me or this or that. We're really just being 100 with yourself, and it definitely helps your growth, and it makes your team so much better. Because if they see that you can take that accountability, they're going to want to take the accountability at the same time.
Yeah, it happens to everyone in business. Somebody leaves and, you know, it's like, man, I wish we could have done better. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. So building and sustaining a successful business often requires adaptability. Can you tell us about a time when you had to pivot or make a major change in your business model?
I don't think I've had to yet, because when I started, I kind of had these goals in mind as far as how I wanted the company to be. And I haven't had that pivotal moment, because everything's been going slowly, where I'm kind of working on one at a time to say, okay, this is how we want to be. And let's work on that. Okay, now let's work on this. Okay, great. Okay, now I'm kind of just using it as a checklist. So I haven't gotten through my entire checklist to pivot. So
yeah, that's good. That's great. You're not sure. Business owners a lot of times, you know, or 24/7, you know, have to be available when the work's there and needs to be done. So how do you handle the work-life balance, both professionally and in your personal life?
Lots of coffee. I try to incorporate my family, but I learned to schedule everything. Literally everything. I schedule taking my daughter to school. I schedule picking her up. I schedule spending time with them. So I have an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old, two girls. And that's one thing that when I started, before I was just really involved in the other business that I was a part of. And so when I did this one, I really wanted to focus on quality of life. You know, I'm building this business not only for me, but for my team, because without them, I'm nothing, right? So I wanted to really focus on that and make that kind of the center of everything that was going on. And so it's really kind of having that plan to know, like Nevada Day, right? We're in construction. You don't close down, right? Well, I chose to. And that was a choice as a business owner that I made. And I got slack from some of the contractors. You're closed? Why? And, you know, and I'm like, because my employees have families. And that means that their children didn't go to school. I want them to be able to spend time with their family too. And anybody who wanted to work had that ability to be able to come in. But, you know, that to me is really important. So as you're, you know, as I was building this, it's really kind of incorporating everybody and knowing that everybody's important. And, you know, they say you make time for what's important to you. So if you're building this business for your family and you're not spending the time with your family, then what are you doing? You know, sometimes my girls stay late and I'm like, what are you doing here? Go home. It will be there. You know, if we've had a couple deaths going on. I had a death in my family. A couple of my employees had deaths in their family, and it didn't matter what was going on. The work will come. And if my customers can't understand that something that tragic is going on and we have to let our employee take the time off, then those aren't the customers that we want. So, like I said, just incorporating everybody and knowing that everybody has a place, including your team, not only, you know, because in my family life, you know, I try to go to the gym at 3 o'clock and I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I hit the gym. I get back. I try to do it all every day, but it doesn't always work. But so 3 o'clock, I'm waking up. I'm at the gym. I get home. I make a shake. I get ready. I'm in the office. I try to be in the office before the girls, because that's my quiet time. I can get all this mess arranged and taken care of, and check some emails. And then I, like I said, I take my daughter to school if her friend doesn't come to pick her up. And then I come back here. I plan my day. There's only specific days that I'll go out. But it's really for my mindset as well. I only want to go into the field 1 to 2 days a week because I can stay focused on the other days. Pick my kid up, spend some time with her. If I got to come back to the office, make dinner, hit the office or go to the home office, play a game, do something that makes my mind not think about work. And then go to bed. But it's a lot. I think a lot of balance is going to be scheduling. It's got to be scheduling. You've got to schedule. I tell people, anybody that wants to talk to me, anybody, even personally, personal friends, I say, hey, send me a calendar invite. I want to have dinner with you. Send me a calendar invite. I'll be there. If you don't send me, if it's not on my schedule, it doesn't exist. Because how else can I manage it? Yeah. So that's, I think that's the key to balance is actually putting it on the schedule. Even my gym is on the schedule. Everything is on the schedule.
Yeah, that's great.
There ain't happening.
Yeah, and I'm with you. If you don't have a daily planner, you don't have a schedule, you're just hoping good things.
Yeah, and like, oh, you don't need that. And I was kind of that one, like, it's fine, I don't need it. And then I was like, oh, wait, didn't I have that meeting? Oh, wait, didn't I? You know, it's all the stuff in here needs to be put on paper or in a calendar, you know, somewhere. Otherwise, you're the only one that's going to remember. What happens when you forget? There's nobody to hold you accountable or say, hey, you got to go, you know.
I wanted to go back to something you said earlier. It's a business owner mindset. Can you tell me a little bit more
about your mindset? My mindset. Since becoming an owner, my mindset is, I feel like it's like a mom. It's like a mom again, to where I worry about everybody else but myself. So, and I don't know if that's even the right thing to do, but I feel like it is. My mindset is really like, I've got to hustle because I've got, and that's the reason why I never started a business, because I was always afraid of the money not coming and me running out of money for payroll, you know, stuff like that. So my mindset is always on my people. I know some people are going to say it needs to be on your numbers and it needs to be this, but mine is on my people. Because now I think of, I just gained 9 families. Might be 10 now. So that's what I've gained. And it's my responsibility as the head of the family to make sure that every single person is taken care of. So my mindset is hustle to make sure that every single one of these people has a paycheck. Hustle to make sure the lights stay on. So it's, like I said, it's kind of like that, you know, head of the household mentality. That's how I can justify it, because I'm not really a numbers person. So I'm not justifying it on the numbers. I'm justifying it on my heart, where, you know, if I'm doing the right thing and I'm hustling, so my team has a job, has the paycheck, everything else will come. And like I said, I don't know if that's the right answer, but it's working for me. I guess everything I lead with my heart, and it's just, you know, if it feels right, keep going, you know, and just it'll come back to you. Money will always come. Money will always come. The way you make people feel is irreplaceable.
Absolutely. Las Vegas is known for its diverse industries. Can you share any insights into how you tapped into or leveraged that diversity in your business success?
I'm getting certified to for the woman-owned and minority-owned business. So once I actually have those, I'll have a lot more doors that open for me, because that's where the diversity comes in, is they want to be able to give opportunities to these specific categories. So I haven't been able to dive into the diversity yet, if that's what we're talking about.
Perfect.
But I will.
Networking's off. Yeah. Yeah. Networking is often crucial for business growth. Can you share some tips on building meaningful connections within the Las Vegas business community?
Go to everything. When you're just starting your business, post about everything on your social media. Don't listen to people who say, oh, it's got to be perfect. No, absolutely not. Post everything. People want to see the good, the bad, the ugly. They want to fall in love with you, right? So that's part of the networking. And it's funny because a lot of people know who I am. And it's very surprising to me. I show a place and they're like, oh my God, it's Nicole. She's the best. You know, it's just like, oh, you know, but it's really getting myself out there. And I feel like Instagram, I'm not on TikTok, but I'm sure TikTok is as well. But it's just got me so much recognition. We've been voted best window company in Las Vegas. We've gotten multiple awards from Deluxe Magazine. We've been published in Deluxe Magazine. We were the small business showcase for the Raiders. We were one of their finalists on that. So it's, I feel like with this networking, it's really important. Building these relationships is key, because if, you know, even if when I'm doing this, I really go into it, I'm not selling anything really, like just, hey, how are you? You know, how's, you know, just getting to know them. And then, hey, if you ever, you know, a lot of people, hey, I have a glass company. I'm like, no problem, you know, but if you ever need me, I'll be there, because not everybody's, you know, nobody's perfect. No company is going to be perfect. There are going to be people who drop the ball. We drop the ball sometimes, you know, and I want to be that person to pick up the ball for them and say, hey, you know what? Here you go. I'll help you out. Other glass companies call me and say, hey, Nicole, I got this. I need some help. And I'm right there to, you know, to say pretty much, I got you. You need the help? I've got you. Hey, Nicole, I need this. Okay, no problem. If I've got it in the shop, it's yours. You know, I need this for a job. Okay. And it's another glass company. No big deal. I got it. You know, other window companies calling me. So, you know, it's getting known. So I'm also part of Contempo Windows and Doors, which is a Nevada company, we build windows here in Nevada. We're actually a manufacturing company here in Nevada. We're the only ones who actually manufacture in Nevada. And there are hybrid windows. And with that, we've had the mayor come. We've had like all the government people come. And that's all that's about, is building those relationships, because you never know when you're going to meet somebody. You know, you never know when you're going to meet somebody. Like I said, whether it's a glass company, construction company, a stucco guy, you know, a advertising person, you never know when you're going to need somebody. So building these relationships is key. Going to all these networking events, even if it seems like it's a waste of your time. If you haven't been to that one, those people don't know who you are. So go, you know, go to them, see, meet people, shake hands. I always say I'm the best at shaking hands and kissing babies, because those are things that I'm really good at. I'm really good at people just, they gravitate towards me. I don't know why, but people gravitate towards me, and it's fun. I love going to these events. We had an event last week with Tile Source. It was a little block party, and there's so many people that, you know, if you haven't met a person, you never know who that person knows. You know, that person knows, you know, that might need you in the future. So no matter what it is, if you make business cards, if you, you know, redecorate people's offices, if you declutter something, you never know who might need you. So tell everybody and anybody about your business. Wear it proud. I'm always wearing a Las Vegas shirt no matter where I go. I'm wearing the Contempo because it's Halloween. So I'm actually in my baseball uniform. Really, just think about it, you're a walking billboard. You're a walking billboard. So I give my shirts away to everybody, and now they're my walking billboard, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who's going to see you. Every day is your debut.
Yeah. So as a successful business owner, I'm sure you have a vision for the future. What are your goals and aspirations for your business?
My goals and aspirations. When anybody sees pink in this town, the first thing I want them to think of is breast cancer. The second thing is Las Vegas.
That's Barbie.
No, she's good. She's all new. She had her movie. She's good. But yeah, that's my goal. So my goal is to build this company up to where everybody wants to work here, and they're to line out the door. You know, that I've built such a good culture, and I'm going to fail. You know, I'm going to bring myself up, and I'm going to come back. There's going to be so many ups and downs, but again, that's growth. but I want to learn from all these things to be able to build that culture that I want. Like I said, to have employees line up at the door and say, "Hey, I want to be there." But again, and have, you know, I want to be that glass company that everybody thinks of, that everybody wants to be like, you know, and that they know that they can call for help. And really, I want to expand. I want my employees to be able to, own part of the company as well. I want this to be an employee owned company. I want to be able to have them buy in. I want, you know, because at the end of the day, I couldn't do this by myself. I couldn't do this without my team. I couldn't do this without the people who started with me. My office manager, Jessica, she started with me in my Jeep. We were literally driving around in my Jeep, making calls, going to see customers and hitting job sites. And I wouldn't be able, you know, to do any of this without her. So, you know, that's one of my dreams for this company, is to be able to have these people understand that they're not just a number, because they're not in my eyes. They're a part of the team, and without them, I'm nothing. So to be able to have them own a piece of the company is my dream. And of course, making money, but, you know, like I said, if you're doing the right thing, money will come, right? So being one of the biggest glass companies that people are like, "Oh, there's Nicole," you know, that, and it's funny because I've had those moments where older glass companies who have been around town and older people who are very established notice me. And they say, "Hey, Nicole, I see what you're doing out there." It's like, oh, you know, I had one guy that I, you know, is really big here, and he wanted to have lunch with me. And I was like, "Me? Little old me?" Well, it's definitely an honor to see that I'm definitely making some waves here in Las Vegas. And my team, you know, I want my team to be a part of that. So I want to be one of the biggest glass companies in town, and everybody know when they see pink on a job site, they know it's me. Oh, and like I said, of course, money, but you know, that'll come and go.
Can you share any upcoming projects or initiatives you're excited about?
Some projects I've got. I'm building a couple, or I'm building a house at the moment in Ushuaia, It's a fun project for me. It's really cool. I'm literally doing everything from the windows, the doors, the showers, the railing, the wine room, to the mirrors. I'm doing everything in this house, which is such a blessing. We've got that coming up, where it's already in the works. We've got a couple commercial properties, that we're building as well. And again, with this window company, you know, I feel like that's going to be a big one. We literally opened, January. Yeah, we opened January, and it literally brand new facility. So we're trying to get that off the ground. Like I said, it's the only Nevada, or it, you know, it's the only one in Las Vegas that we're actually manufacturing, and getting people jobs. It's an amazing window. So we've got, you know, that I'm really pushing, because at the end of the day, you're looking at these windows, and yeah, you can get them for cheap, but they're going to yellow, they're going to melt. And these windows are pharmaceutical grade. They won't yellow. They're not going to be the windows that people are taking out in 3 years and replacing, because now those windows that just taken out are now in a landfill, you know? So we're also, you know, helping out planet Earth. Like, let's actually preserve this, or children's children have something. So that's what we're trying to push right now.
Reflecting on your journey, what's one piece of advice or a mantra that you carried with you?
Stop and smell the flowers. No matter how busy you're getting, just, and I try to do that sometimes. I'll just pull over and just sit there and look. Or if I'm coming home at night, I'll just pull over where I can see the strip and just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Because I was actually driving this morning, and I was like, gosh, if I would have asked myself 4 years ago, right before I came to Vegas, where, you know, if I ever thought I would be in this position. And it's like, no. And so I hold that with me. Just be, you know, grateful for every moment, because it can change in an instant. So just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for so much for being on today's Vegas Business Spotlight. This is Nicole. I'm Tim Nefton, and we'll be back next week with another podcast.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Vegas Business Spotlight. For more inspiring stories and insights from the Las Vegas business community, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And remember, you can catch new episodes each week at VegasBusinessSpotlight.com, where we keep the spotlight shining bright on the entrepreneurs who make Las Vegas thrive. And don't forget to like and subscribe. See you next week.